This is a Global Tellink prepaid call from
Adnan Sayed,
an inmate at the Maryland Correctional Facility.
From This Kentucky Life in FSKO Franklin, this is Criminal Justice. Stories told week by week. I'm Aaron Swindle. The investigators of Heyman Lee's murder case were both experienced Baltimore City detectives. They were Bill Ritz and Greg McGillivray. In this podcast, I will be explaining to you the mishaps and misconduct of the two detectives. After 15 years, I've been discovering many things that these detectives failed to do. It makes me think they were trying to put Adnan away purposely. It seems racially biased, also. After 6 weeks of contacting Ritz, Ritz finally turned me down. This tells me that he is stuck on
Adnan did it. And now a word from our sponsor.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it. It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men,
and small.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
That's not how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
For the past month, I have been working a lot to try and find key points in the investigation that the detectives messed up on, where they didn't even bother working towards finding the actual evidence. One of the major flaws within the prosecution was the lack of forensic evidence. For example, fingerprints. It was never shown in court. Another flaw within the prosecution was the terrible eyewitness testimonies, constantly fluctuating and changing. These sometimes can be very unreliable. Finally, the memory of past events. Sarah Koenig investigating a murder case 15 years later, there is bound to be major memory losses and changes. This typically leads to inaccurate information. Another main flaw within Adnan Syed's case was that it was based solely on one man's testimony. That man was Jay Wilds. Jay honestly was one of the worst possible ways the investigators could have went. The constant changing and constant inconsistencies within his alibi was insane. He had so many things changed from where he was at, to what time he called, and to a phone booth that never even existed. Sometime later, there was one person that knew Adnan that came out. Her name was Asia McLean. By coming forward, I hope that I was able to provide enough information to the judge for him to be able to make a rational decision, Asia McLean says. Including the new evidence is from potential key witness Asia McLean, who provided an alibi for Syed during a serial podcast. McLean testified which she had already revealed during Cyril, that she saw Syed in the library around the time the prosecution believed Lee was murdered. 20 years after Heyman Lee was murdered, new testing reportedly shown that there is no DNA evidence connecting her convicted killer to the crime. Adnan Syed has spent the last 19 years in prison for Lee's murder after being convicted in 2000. A case that gained international attention in the breakout podcast Serial. Documents obtained by the Baltimore Sun show prosecutors tested about a dozen items. Fingernail clippings, blood samples, a liquor bottle, and of course a condom wrapper. None tested positive for the convicted killer, Syed. Nothing was matched to Syed, his attorney, Justin Brown, announced on Twitter to his supporters around the country. There is no forensic evidence linking him to this crime. The three-strike law significantly increases the sentence of persons convicted of a felony who was previously convicted two or more times. This was instituted in Maryland around 1994. However, this law did not affect Syed in any way. But this law was put in place to drastically increase the punishment of those convicted of more than two serious crimes. The goal of the three-strike law was to put away offenders for life who are at the greatest risk of committing a violent crime. When petty crime qualifies for such a harsh sentence, it is more of a reflection on the society that the criminal is involved in. Episode 10 of Serial begins by addressing the question of anti-Muslim prejudice. Did it play a role in putting Adnan in prison? Racial discrimination in our justice system has been around for over 150 years. It is typically biased toward non-whites, and people who aren't white get longer sentences, usually. She believes her son is innocent, that anti-Muslim prejudice is the reason he was arrested, and that everyone in the local Muslim community feels the same way. Because it was a Muslim child, that's why they took him, she said. It was easier to take him than other people. Sarah Koenig is skeptical of anti-Muslim bigotry as the one cause, presumably because there was definitely more other factors that played a significant role. Another flaw within our criminal justice system is the huge amount of drugs that are used, and people are tested positively. In the Serial podcast, Adnan Syed did use drugs like marijuana on a cliff with Jay. Drug use in the system is 50 to 80% of all males convicted and test positive for the drug use. The criminal justice system refers drug offenders into treatment through a variety of mechanisms, such as diverting nonviolent offenders to treatment, stipulating treatment as a condition of incarceration, probation, and pretrial release, and convening specialized courts or drug courts that handle drug offense cases. Next week on Criminal Justice. Criminal Justice is produced by John Snow and Aaron Swindle. Emily Condon is our production and operations manager. Aria Stark is our editorial advisor. Editing help from Nancy Updike. Fact-checking by Tyrion Lannister. Special thanks to Sansa Stark, Bran Stark, and Ozzy Bergerson, and the entire staff of This Kentucky Life. And to my in-laws, Ethan Shire and Samuel Tarley, for putting me up in Franklin so many times in the past year. Support for Criminal Justice comes from the Honey app. Celebrating creativity, chaos, and teamwork since 2019, the Honey app. Better couponing. Criminal Justice is a production of This Kentucky Life and FSKO Franklin.